This is Capital Access, your on-ramp for news and insight from the Louisiana Statehouse. I'm Sue Lincoln. If you can't get lethal injection drugs, how do you impose the death penalty?
In the state of Louisiana, we have the death sentence. Whether some of you agree with that or disagree with it, that's what we have. If we're going to have that, we need to be able, as a state, to follow through with that order.
House Criminal Justice Committee Chairman Joe Lapinto was speaking of the problem all lethal injection states are having in getting the authorized drugs for executions. Pentobarbital, the preferred drug, has been taken off the market. State Corrections Secretary Jimmy LeBlanc told committee members the state wants to use a Versed and Dilaudid combo, but drug companies won't sell those meds to justice authorities. Shreveport Representative Roy Burrell asked why.
These drugs are used for other things than putting to death, so I'm not understanding.
To sell to corrections, if they know that we're using that drug to execute, they will not sell.
Bad PR for drug makers, and death penalty opponents are using that info to pressure the pharmaceutical companies. Lapinto's bill, heard in criminal justice last week, would shield the sources of death drugs.
Basically puts an exception in for a public records request. If someone is asking, where did you obtain that, we don't have to provide where.
Because it involves shielding public records, the bill must still gain approval from House and Governmental Affairs before it can go to the full House. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Capital Access is produced by WRKF and made possible by Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation supporting Louisiana agriculture, and ExxonMobil Baton Rouge.